Hey guys, what's up guys? What's up Akokites? It's another episode of What's Up Inner Lag. This is your favorite guy, CEO to the BI. Of course, I'm not going to fly alone, but I don't have the old squad here. Scott is here with me. And we have two new guys. We have someone in the house today.
Where should I start from, Scott?
Okay, maybe Scott should just introduce himself.
Happy New Year, Scott.
Yo, happy new year, everybody. What's up, everybody? It's your favorite nigga, Joseph Scott, aka Joe, aka Scott. I'm the guy with so many AKAs, but I won't want to start that. It's a new year, so let me just go with myself. I'm your favorite guy, Scott.
This guy's going crazy again. I thought we'd stop this in 2022. Why? Okay. So, we have the one and only Sheddy King. I don't know if you guys are like Twitter people, you know Sheddy now. The porn master. I mean, the PUN. Not the point master, the PUN, not the other one. So, of course, a lot of banger, banter, you know, all of that. So, Twitter people, of course, you know who I have here. A very important person on that street. Sheddy, how are you doing?
I'm good, bro. Very, very good. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Alright. Thank you, Sheddy. It's good to have you.
Do a proper introduction. Your real name. We don't know your real name. We want to know your real name. So what's your real name?
Hi, my real name is Shedrock. That's where I got Sheddy from. I'm usually surprised when people don't like see the connection between Sheddy and they're still asking me that where did you get it from. Like if you hear I kind of expect people like when they hear Sheddy, you should know that it's from Shedrock. Well, most people don't get it, so my real name is Shedrock. I got Sheddy from Shedrock.
Actually, I just got to know that Sheddy's from Shedrock. So where did you get the king from?
My third name, I'm from Benue State, yeah. I come from a place where Idoma, we speak Idoma there, and my third name is an Idoma name, yeah, and it's Oloche. And Oloche means basically in the conclusion it means king. That's kind of where I just got it from.
I love Benue people. The TIV, I mean. Because when you say thief, people say thief. So I don't know. So when I want to say thief, I say TIV. So at the same time we have the one and only Mo. She's going to carry me that Mureni KG, so let me just do the proper, you know, Mureni KG, Ari Ike. Well, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you? Thank you for having me on the show.
Actually, wait. You started again. This is a new year. You should have dropped all of that. So, excuse me. So if you heard Mo's voice, like those of us that have a very terrible voice, we get intimidated. See, by the time I have a very nice voice like this, I will stop talking to people, and before I respond to you, you have to pay me. So you say, I'll tell you, okay. There's a price for me to respond, man. Hey, exactly. So just anything, if you want anything, voice over anything, you have to pay. So that nice to you, exactly. So that sonorous voice, it was very nice to hear that. So Scott, what do you have to say? Keep it short.
No. I just wanted to compliment Mo that, she looks very good.
Oh, of course, everyone knows her.
For the voice too.
What, for the voice too?
Since Didi is not yet the sweet voice.
Oh, wow. So, that's another fight next episode. When Didi comes back. So, who is taking over for that beautiful voice? The voice of the podcast? No. But it's all good. It's all good. Happy New Year, guys. I think I'm just seeing most of you guys for the first time. Sheddy, to be precise. Have I seen you this year?
Yes, you have.
No, I didn't really see you like CC. So, but we've not actually said Happy New Year or something. That one don't mean. Move. So, it's all good. And it's nice having Sheddy here. Well, let's start with Sheddy. How is it like, you know, being that Sheddy on Twitter and, you know, trying to, like, maintain the personality you have here and that of Twitter, because I know it could be so burdensome so many times, and many people just see, hey, Sheddy on Twitter and all of that. So
yeah, well, I don't think it's anything. There's really anything to it. It's like I kind of like to see it as me just using social media like any other person. I don't like to see it as me being like a job or something, because when you start seeing it as a job, then it starts sucks out the fun out of it. I'm managing it with like my real life personality. That's like kind of the hard part, because let's see, when I first started, I was mad popular then. I was even anonymous, but somehow some people found out that this is shady. And then there was one time I went to someone's hostel, and then the guy was like telling the other guy that, you know, saying a shady can't be this. And then the other guy called someone else, and the other guy came in with his phone and started recording me. And the reason I was anonymous in the first place was because I have like severe social anxiety normally. So like when he started recording me, then like that was like a crazy part for me. So since then I've been trying to like, you know, tone it down, not let anyone know that. So that's kind of how I handled it, basically.
Actually, because like you are still a bit anonymous, because to even find your picture, it's very, very difficult. And I just want small boy. Where did you get that picture from?
Oh, that was Lil Uzi. As a child, I'm a really big fan of Lil Uzi.
Are you a big fan of who? Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah. Alright, so that's amazing, you know.
This nigga looks like a very, very badass, calm nigga. I think I'm going to start farming you now. Because myself, I won't gain popularity small. I've been in this school for close to six years, and fuck it, nobody really knows me like that. Except for my hostel mate, my coursemates, and my podcast teammates. So I'll start farming you. You said?
Yeah, I think because even if I should meet you outside, I can barely recognize you.
I'm just not today. Popular anywhere.
And the fact that, thank God, you actually confessed today that you're not popular. Because on our previous episode, you already said I'm a popular guy, and you said, excuse me, you go around boasting about fans you do not have.
See, that was Joseph Scott. This one is the
real. This is Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph doesn't really have a really big fan base. I don't even have any fan.
So why are we separating Joseph Scott from Joseph?
They are two different personalities.
Okay.
Yeah. So Joseph is the new me now. How would I put the?
So because it's a new year.
It's a new year, new me stuff.
And that's going to end by February 20 something, I think. Your new me doesn't last long.
This one will last, definitely. It will last. Just wait and see.
So this new Joseph has been.
But why is it that you are tackling me this today, Toby? What's happening?
No. I just love it when you make your confessions. You know, because on our previous episode, the way you always boast about your fans and all of that, and thank God you actually confessed today. But then we are not here for you. Okay. So let's focus on your business.
All right, then.
Better. So how do you undo social media influence with school?
Oh, do I undo it? Truly, I don't undo it. I do a very, very bad job handling social media. I like to think that I'm lucky when it comes to social media. I've seen other people, they struggle online to get a bit of traction, you know, to get to a level where people start contacting them to actually influence, like the influencing part of influencing, you know. But me, basically, it all just like got handed to me. I didn't really have to work for it. So I think that was like kind of influenced the way I handled it, in quotes. So I don't have like a certain work ethic like other people that, you know. I do it as it comes, and I, you know, I just battle it one battle at a time. Well,
there's something I want to ask. How did you gain such a large following? Like, how did you build it?
You know how many times people have asked me that particular question, how I gained followers. But the truth is, I really don't know how I did. I know how I did, but there was no template that I can give you that will say, okay, you do this. I got followers because, I don't know, people liked my personality and like my online personality that I give off. Then it wasn't just about my tweets. It was about my tweets, but it was about like the way I put out those tweets. Yeah. Like online now, I tweet in Pidgin most times. Half of my tweets are in Pidgin. But in real life, I actually can't speak Pidgin.
Many times your tweets are always flying around social media.
Exactly. Like,
WhatsApp,
most people that actually know me online are not on Twitter. Yeah. Like, you see my tweets on other listeners. So it's not really about like the followers, it's just about my persona. And like I said earlier, I was lucky. Most of these things like do luck, and half luck, and then half of my, you know, things I put out, the content I put out.
There was a time you were away for a long time, like some months, I noticed, and then some boys came up. We have this guy, this short guy, Malik, and all of that. Yeah. So what happened during that period?
I don't know. It's I've always had issues with, you know, mental health and stuff. So sometimes I have to like take a break and, you know, and let me confess, I'm actually not a social media person. It's ironic for me to say that because I'm like, it's very, very ironic. Every time I tell people that I'm not a social media, well, I really am not a social media person. The reason I was on social media in the first place was because of the pandemic, and I was bored. I didn't have anything to do, so I just like, normally I wouldn't have been on social media. And I'm waiting for my big break, for me to have money. Then I'll disappear. Yeah. Nobody will see me online again. I'm just not that kind of person that likes to be online. So sometimes I just take breaks, and then it starts as a like 2-day break, and then it just extends into 1 week. Then before you know it, it extends into 8 months. And back then, the reason I was so relaxed was because then I was like peak of my popularity online. So there were other accounts that were like in my name. They were like parody accounts of me. So there were like tons of, there were Shady Sons, Shady Grandfather. There's so many accounts there. So I mean, it just kind of made me relax that, okay, the name is already out there, still out there. So who cares if I tweet anymore? The brand is already there.
Actually, it shows in your persona if someone sees you, you know, like, I think we all almost have the same story. Like, when I wanted to start with Unilag, and I told you, like, I'm going to start a podcast, and I told you, So, naturally, I'm not really that social media person. And let me say, I'm a bit shy. So, and people are like, you want to do something like this? Nah, you are a very nerdy, you know, geeky person. Apart from that, and, you know, the stereotype about two engineering boys. And me, personally, and all of that contributed to, like, I'm not sure. So, I remember the first day, I think the first person I told was Scott. Yeah. And Scott welcomed it. And I told David. And there was a day I had that discussion in my former room, and they were like, Toby. And I know people did not see me doing this thing, but I'll do it, don't worry. So I think it's very funny. The irony of it, like, someone that is not really a social media person, and is not really that, and just starting someone, and you catch like, oh, I think I'm doing something like this. How is that possible? So, you know, going out of your comfort zone, it's such a big deal. Enough of shady talks. Let's talk about Unilag. Being an acolyte, to you, what do you think defines a typical acolyte?
Okay, before I start, let me just point out that I'm part of the generation that barely spent time in school. Okay. When we first resumed, I think COVID stint or so. Barely. I not really actually. Okay, but I did last semester. I tried Biobaku. So I tried the hostel life just to, like, you know, see what it looks like. Because I didn't attend boarding school, so I wanted to, like, you know, get the experience. I liked it, actually, but it's not for me. So I went back to my apartment in Abuja. Well, so when I restarted school, COVID sent us home, then the strike, and then something else sent us home. Then we came back, strike sent us home again. So you'll see. When I resumed, like, me and people that resumed at the same time, you know, started Unilog at the same time, we haven't really experienced Unilog, to be honest. Let me say me. Last year I was mad busy. I was barely in Lagos. I was everywhere because I was helping my guys. We were shooting a movie. So we're all over Nigeria. Not even a movie, it was a documentary. So we're all over Nigeria, like always traveling. So I was barely in school. I have barely been in school. But so my answer is just going to be based on, like, you know, last semester, basically. Like, let's say 3 months. I've fully spent 3 months in the school. Yeah. So let me just say. So you asked what's it like being an acolyte. Being an acolyte, it's really cool, actually. I think I might be biased, but I think it's the best school in Nigeria. I'm very biased. So like, I love the people and, you know, the education and stuff, everything about the school. You know, I mean, yeah, I love the people. The people are really cool, and then I like the place and, you know, the education and, you know, and everything basically about the school. I love it.
Special appearance. We had someone working. So I don't know why Farida decided to do a special appearance stuff today, and she just showed up midway. So Farida, welcome.
Thank you. You guys know I'm a diva, right? So I like to show myself anywhere I am.
So hello to our guests. This is Farida. Hello, Shady King.
My name.
Shady King. All right. So sorry about that. I listened while I walked in and I heard you said, oh, you've been all over Nigeria and all of that. You've not really experienced the UNILAG life. So how has that really affected your grades? There are so many people that are struggling, like, with work and school life. How is it really? Is there really a balance, or is balance a myth?
Educationally, I've not, like, lived up to, like, my potential. The way I thought I would have, like, you know, when I was secondary school, I was one of those guys, you know, those guys that were, like, always representing the school and, you know, one of the brainiacs, really. So I thought I was going to enter your school and, like, you know, be the 5.0 guy. But I don't know. It really wasn't how I planned it. And plus the being busy and all, it really did affect it. But then again, I have a support system. I have friends that that made sure that this guy, you're not going to fail. No matter how much you yourself want to fail, they tried for me. You know, so they kept me afloat basically. I'm not where I should have been if I was actually like focusing, but at least I'm in the middle. I'm trying my best.
Hi, it's Moreni Kijimi here. So I wanted to answer the question of how combining work life with school affects your grades. I am a living, would I say, testimony or disappointment, either two, because I am a working student. I used to work with a restaurant. I used to be a PR manager of a restaurant. Now I work with a media company. I'm their team lead, and it has been crazy. You know, sometimes I'm in class, my boss calls me, I have to stand up and go to Lekki if I want to collect my salary that month. Sometimes I have to meet my boss at lounges, at unholy hours of the night. Story, like, do you understand? At unholy hours of night, like 12, it affected my relationship. I had to break up because I'm a workaholic person, so my work comes first. So I had to break up. It was that bad. But back to the grades, it really affected my grades. And being an ulcer patient also really, really toughened it up. But God has been raising the dead.
I have
one more question. Would you have it any other way? Like,
I am going to tell you the truth, sis. I wouldn't have it any other way. I don't think I can survive just waking up and going to class and come back. No, I need that vibe. I need to be running from, I need to be crossing the lagoon up and down, running after my bus. We're going to some event. We're going to this. You're running, wear your clothes, change clothes in the hotel. I love that life. I need to be up and doing. I also need to be under the influence of some crazy lecturer that was, you know, I like that life. I don't know. I complain, of
and
course.
And the money.
Do you understand?
Thank you.
You can see the vibe when we talk about money. So, let's say this. But fine. I think I love that too. But yeah. That aspect of crazy lecturers, that's what I don't like. Because I've seen Shege enough. And I wish that aspect of crazy lecturers just out of it.
So, this question is directed at Mo. Let's assume it was fun. That's why you wouldn't have it the other way. Let's assume it's not fun. Would you still have it the other way?
Let me be clear on one part. It is not always fun. Sometimes I'm sick. I had to stand up from last week.
The incentive is just enough. The money part.
I had to get up from a hospital bed to get me my bus at Lekki Phase 2. So it's not always fun. It's not always the ginger. It's not always. Sometimes my boss calls me as early as 3 a.m. in the morning to scream at me because I'm the team lead. So one of my colleagues did something wrong. I'm the one taking the blame. He calls me and screams at me. I have to stay calm because that's the reason why he employed me. He employed me because he knows I'm calm. So it's not always fun. It's not always sweet. And sometimes I fall sick a lot because I'm under a lot of pressure. And then, you know, family issues and all of that. So it's not even, I can't even say it's fun. But when I collect my salary at the end of the month.
You mentioned the incentive. Well, yeah. For me, I don't think it's about the money. If it was for money, people pay me just to tweet things. Like, just to tweet 2 lines and then I get paid. If that was what, it won't affect my school at all. I just, you know, pick up my phone and tweet it. So the other jobs I'm doing, actually, it has nothing to do with Twitter. It's just, you know, it's just like she said, I have like, I just can't be the normal guy that just goes to class and come back home. I have to, that adrenaline, that extra kick, you know, that's okay. someone needs you, like you're needed somewhere, and then this thing can't function without you. I don't know if that's narcissistic or something, but I just really love that, you know, that boost.
I pretty much understand what you say, but I think I still believe that if the incentive is not there, we will not have that ginger to go the vibe. And for the fact that it's because you guys are doing what you love. That is it. So there are a bunch of people out there that are not doing what they love, and the only thing that's just making them, you know, go continue is just basically the money part. So that's why I said the money. And every other person will like, you still think about money no matter how we want to like twist it, but it's all good. So many times you have your phone bumped with notifications. Yeah, and there, have you ever been dragged, Seth?
No. Oh, okay. When I first started, I used to mind my business then. I used to jump into every topic. I'm going to be insulting people that are bigger than me. And then every time, I used to insult them, but you know, like sarcastic quips and like, and like I say funny things. I quote them with super funny things, and then I ratio their tweets. I don't know if you guys know what a ratio is. And then I end up like, you know, getting more like, you know, engagements on their own tweets, and then it pisses them off because like under their own, let's say I comment under somebody's tweets, and then my own comment gets 5,000, and you that is tweeted it got 300 likes, and then you're going to get angry, and like they will now come into my DM and start shouting at me. I'm like, boss. So like for a while I actually like, you know, reduced, but I don't think I've been drugged. And for the notification
thing about Twitter is the fact that you maybe celebrated today, but it is
yes. No, now it's for sure. It's for the thing is that Twitter likes to, you know, raise people, you know, make people. But then when after you have been made, then they now cook you. Exactly. They they genuinely love raising people, but then they also love bringing people back down. Just say something. And the notification thing, I always mute every single one of my tweets. I hate notifications. I'll run mad from anxiety. I don't know. I mute everything. I don't even like going back to my tweets because if you insult me, I don't know. If you praise me, I don't know whether you say anything. I don't even know. I never go back to my tweets.
And let's take it, before we continue, we have to like do a kind of family business here. Let's talk. And this is Whiskey FC. So please. Thank you. See, so before we continue, don't mind them. So just look at me. And why else is our engagement? Everything that anytime I tweet about whiskey, engagement comes in. I have a very embarrassing number of followers, and I have this kind of notification tweeting whiskey. So if someone like that and you with a lot of followership, and so I can't just imagine your notifications and all that.
It was fun at first. Okay. Like notification things. Yeah. It was very, very fun at first. Then after, when I get like first, you know, the first times when you start getting 1,000 likes, then I keep going back to the tweets. Just it's me that Twitter is wow. My tweet don't blow, you know. But then it starts getting old because like then people start insulting you like for no reason, you know. Someone just enter your list. There are many frustrated people on that app. So like someone, and you now see it's like, let's say I was scrolling, let's say you're chatting with your love of your life, and then somebody, and you see a notification, you stupid bastard. And then you start thinking,
I'm very careful on Twitter. Like, you should do something, and before you know, someone will just come.
I'm grateful for that distribution because Twitter has actually shown me shaggy in a way that they have suspended like 8 of my accounts. So you can't even find any old tweets on me. I'm always opening new account like every 6 months, you know. So I've been saved from this year. I didn't mean they can see my tweets from my first. Nobody.
I'm still using my account from 2016. So
using my account from like
2015. There can still be some
juice. Because that whiskey thing you said the other time. When I first entered Twitter, I was drugging people for whiskey, though.
Yeah.
I was insulted.
Yeah. I got insulted.
But then later, I grew out of it. I still like, you know, support whiskey and stuff. I'm like one of the biggest supporters on Twitter. But like,
exactly. I know some people are not having this, but they are coming for them. Your loyalty is actually very fickle because last time we talked, you were Badu. What's his name? That guy.
I feel Badu, but and there is no Badu comparison with Whiskey. Did you understand? Badu is your Baba. Badu na Baba.
Who is this one?
This was my prayer the first time that we don't go this route. We don't go this route. So, but then
the Godfather.
But then we'll come to it one day.
but then today's not the day. So whatever Missy sleeps where, so no problem. No, no problem. No.
The day we're going to fight, physical fights.
Are you ready? Are you sure you're ready?
I'm ready.
I will not even lift a finger. Whiskey FC. All right, Shady. Thank you. For honoring our invitation, and we hope some other time we get to talk, you know, and all of that. But then before we go, what do you have to say to students that have something doing, yeah, something running, and maybe business, or they're probably, you know, trying to juggle one job with their school work?
What I'll just tell you is that this country, nobody has you except yourself, man. Like, you only have yourself. The government does not care about you. Your lecturers do not care about you. The entire system is built against you. So it's you that have to, like, you know, fight for yourself and, like, how to fight out of poverty. And, you know, even if you're not poor, at least all of us wants to ball, you grow up. So you have to, for you to ball, you have to, like, work. You have to work extra hard. So you can't, I don't know, you really can't rely on your certificate in this country, unless you want to jump out, I don't know. But you really can't. So if you have something doing, I'm really proud of you, you know. And you're, like, juggling with school, you're listening to me, I'm really proud of you. That's like really cool, you know, as a student. Because this entire system is built against you. And just know that this entire system is built against you. And if you have something doing, and you know that, you know, this thing is going to feed you in the future, and you're happy with it, continue and try, and still try to get your certificate. Because no matter what anyone tells you, you know, school will be scam. School is scam, but it's still not scam. if you don't actually get it, that's after all the suffering, then you now end up not getting the certificate. That's like saddest story. You know, so
you mentioned, like, Nigeria is against. I just want to ask you, do you have your PVC?
I want to give a politically correct answer, but no, I don't. The day I went, I was staying with my mom in Abuja. The day I went, the crowd was like half of the streets, and the street is really big. I want you to picture a really, really big street, and the crowd that was there to collect it. And I came there, and then I just got
frustrated.
I just got I didn't have motivation, so I just turned back and went home. Really, but I hope you guys have the PVC. Will help me and my future children vote wisely. Ejo.
Okay. I think we should just do a quick survey then. Scott, do you have your PVC?
Of course I do.
Okay. I guess Fida, Mo.
Do you have
Mo?
Do have a PVC?
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you register?
Yeah.
But you've not collected it. Which one is, please go and collect it? Why are you begging? Why are you begging?
Because to induce change, you have to be part of it.
I'm doing my
ratio faculty, okay. Our current president and the contestant won each other by one vote. I mean, what's the English word? They outdid each other by just one vote. So I understand.
Yeah, and also the ratio of registration to collection also matters in deciding, like, the, you know, the fairness of, if so many people, like, say 10,000 people registered and just 5,000 people are collecting their, it's going to affect the, you know, the polls at the end of the day. So that's why we are saying, just if you registered, please collect your PVC. If you're listening and you registered, for this, 4 years shege, it passed one day shege. This is going to determine your life for the next 4 years. In the next 4 years, calculate how old you're going to be. Some people would have married, gotten married with children. So please go and collect your PVC if you registered.
Okay, it's so fine. If you don't have your PVC, please go get yours. All the best.
I
have my PVC.
I look out.
Why? What's meeting you? I have my PVC out. Now.
In fact,
bad. What's bad?
You don't love him.
Okay.
I'm looking at you like a bat.
Now you sabi. Okay. All right, guys. Until another time. We have Shady here. Shady. Okay. Everybody knows your Twitter. account, so. Okay. Yeah, of course. Okay, okay. I think it will be right enough if Shadi, you know, tells your followers to follow us up in the lag. Us up in the lag. One on social, on Twitter and Instagram. What's up in the lag?
Yeah. So I love what you guys are doing here. Really, it's like really cool innovation. You know, podcast just for Unilag. And like, it's actually, I don't think I've seen anyone, you know, do it before. And like, it's cool that, you know, you guys thought about it and, you know, actually executed. It's one thing to think about something and then it's another thing to actually do it. And I'm really like, you know, it's really cool. So you guys, please go and follow them on online, anywhere you are online, you know. Mm-hmm. If you don't use Twitter, follow them on IG. If you don't use IG, follow them on TikTok. If you don't use TikTok, follow them on WhatsApp, anywhere you do. You know, it's like, it's, you know, entertaining stuff, you know. You are doing yourself a favor, you know. So, yeah.
Hi, guys. I'm so glad I got to be part of this today because it's actually funny and it was so, you know, interactive. And like Shady already said, I would like everyone to join this podcast and listen because it's actually funny. It's actually really enlightening. And, you know, for the people struggling out there with work and school and a lot of other challenging stuff, I want you to know that God's got you, even if the society is against you. And I want you to know that you just need to keep working and you're going to get there someday. And if there is anything you really want to do that is in your mind, set out and do it. Don't do it next year or next week. Do it right now. Thank you.
Motivation talks. All right. I don't know the problem with me, Gen Z. Nobody's after us. Because we always have that mentality. The system is up. Yeah, the system may be against us a little bit, but let's just stop fighting the imaginary enemies. Oh. We're all going to be fine. Yeah.
It goes way deeper than, you know. The system is really built against. Yeah, I don't know how to explain it more, but the rich want to keep getting richer, and they want their children to keep, and they want the people that are already poor, you know, to remain where they are. So, yeah. if any way you can fight against it, or more, yeah. Do your best, my guy.
All right, thank you very much. We hope another time we have Shady in the same seat again. So, guys, see you in the next episode. Thank you.
Bye.